Tomorrow is the 5-year anniversary of the murder of Thomas Valva. The 8-year-old boy froze to death in the garage of his home after years of abuse at the hands of his father. Even though many people contacted CPS and other officials to tell investigators something needed to be done, the child remained in the home as the father flashed his NYPD badge. That Suffolk County case has now led to changes in how Nassau County handles things like this.
This year, 70-plus caseworkers and investigators will be looking at alleged child abuse cases here in Nassau County, and more people will be hired in the future. Bill Murphy is part of a new county program where retired law enforcement investigates cases.
Very emotional, well beyond what I was accustomed to with the police department.
The more people hired, the caseloads will be reduced for each person.
There's never a non-emotional conversation, and that is why it is so different about this job.
Murphy was a Nassau County police detective who worked on narcotics cases. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.